there was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, give me that part of your goods that belongs to me. So the father gave him his share. Not many days afterwards, the young man gathered all his belongings together and sent away in a far country. There he wasted all that he had. Then he had spent everything. A great famine came over the country, and he began to buy in bonds. Before long, he had to take any work he could get, and was glad. Then he found a place with a man of that country. This man sent him to the field as a swineherd. He had no place to place him. He saw others at their meals, but had nothing himself to eat. Many a time he would have been glad to fill his belly with the ox that he fed the swine with, but even such food his master begrudged him. At last, when that young man came to think over what he had done, he said, ah, how many hired servants of my father have all the food that they want, and even more than they want, and here am I dying of hunger. High time is it that I should go back to my father. This very day I will start for home, and I will go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. And he started off and came to his father. Then he was yet a great way off. His father saw him, and had pity, and ran to meet him, and fell on his neck, and cuddled him. And the young man said to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and am no longer worthy to be called thy boy. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best clothes and put them on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his face. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us haste and be jolly, for this my boy was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Now his older boy was working in the field, and as he came near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked him what do these things mean. And the servant said to him, your brother has came home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back all right again. Then he was angry and would not go in, so his father came out and asked him to go in. And he said to his father, these many years have I served you, and I have always done what you bade me to do, but you never gave me even a tithe so that I might have a feast with myself. But as soon as my brother comes, who has spent all his cash in wild living, you have the fatted calf killed for him. And the father said to him, dear boy, thou art always with me, and all that I have is thine. But this thy brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.